This is much the same kind of harmony that exists in countless workplaces, schools, and families. They are facades of harmony in which necessities can be accomplished. These arrangements are for co-working, co-researching, co-producing, and co-living, but they are not harmony. Bonds between individuals are held in place by the need to complete a project. Sometimes, mutual care develops, but the full expression of it is not allowed any more than the mutual contempt of hostile cultures was permitted in the Soviet Union. In order to create harmony with another person, you must care enough about that person to hear his story, share her struggles, and be with her while the parts of her personality that are frightened come to the surface. Harmony requires that you accept another individual as a personality whose life is as complex and difficult as your own. You cannot open yourself only to the parts of a person that are loving and expect to create harmony. You must also be willing to interact with the parts that are angry, jealous, vengeful, and violent. It is easy to create harmony with someone who cares for you, but it is difficult when that person is angry, disdainful, or judgmental. Harmony only with those who look, think, speak, and act like you is not true harmony, but the maintenance of a clique. Sometimes the clique is small, with only a few people to reinforce one another's beliefs and perceptions. For example, they all ride motorcycles, have children, or they are all artists. They are harmonious because they limit their interactions to mutually acceptable areas of interest. Sometimes the clique is very large, such as the cliques of people who feel comfortable only with those who attend their church, synagogue, or mosque. A nation can be a clique of millions of individuals who feel superior or entitled to what others do not have because of their nationality, skin color, sex, education, and economic status are all foundations of cliques. Within the clique, harmony exists only as long as interactions remain non-threatening.